Hello.
Hey Abdul, this is Sean. How are you?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Sorry I missed your call. So how are you doing with Mr. Aaron?
Well, he referred me to you.
Yeah,
he referred me to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what you got?
Well, we got a fantastic offer for you, and so let's get into it. And from what I understand, is you and your wife Isatu that are purchasing this property, closing on the 12th of June. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't have an email address for you, Abdul. What's that?
Abdul Kamara at cox.net. N-E-T. Abdul Kamara at cox.net.
Is this your first time buying property, sir?
Yes.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yes. Thank you.
You pretty happy about it? You excited?
Yes. I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic. Yeah. I was taking a look at the pictures that are available online. It's nice.
Yes.
And where is this going to be in relation to where you work? It's going to be further or closer?
Not far. About 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. Okay. Looks relatively new. Or actually, no, it was built in 87, but very good maintenance on it.
Yes. Yes.
So question for you, Abdul. You've already had the house inspected, right?
Yes.
Okay. What did you learn from the inspection as far as how old the roof was, how old the HVAC system was?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, I am a new home buyer, and I am naive of structures about home. And that was my first time. And what I can say is that because, you know, I was there with the agent, Mr. Kofi, and the inspector himself. And when we went through the house, all they noticed was that there was a small something minor in the kitchen going to the deck behind. But that is not a major issue. And I think the seller provided some amount for that for us to fix, you know. But said and done, the house is good.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. The house is very good in and out. It's fenced, and the area is quiet and very pleasant, you know. The land is level. And then it is not difficult to maintain at all.
What were you told about the last time that the roof was replaced? Because the house was built in 1987.
I don't remember whether they told me anything about that, really. But in that capacity, you can talk to my agent, Mr. Kofi.
Now, this will be a very small world, Abdul. Mm-hmm. Is your agent Mr. Kofi Minta?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I know him as well. He's a client of mine, too.
Yes. Yes. So I suggest you talk to him about this issue. Then he'll give you all the information you're looking for.
Yep. I have his direct cell number. We insure his entire real estate team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. I can get that information from him. What do you do for work, sir?
Well, I take care of people with developmental disability. I work for the Arc of Prince William Insight.
Oh, God bless you, sir. That sounds like wonderful work that you're doing.
Well, you know, and I've been there a long time, about 14 years.
And your wife, Isatu?
Yes, she too. She's she works at assisted living about a block from where you will live now.
You guys are very nice. Well, wonderful. I'm excited to support your dream of becoming a homeowner.
Yes.
So what I'll need from you is your driver's license number and for Isatu as well.
She does not drive, but I can give you the information on my driver's license.
All right. Excellent.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is A6, letter A600491.74.
Okay. Now, with everything going on in the world, are you working from home or are you still going into your place of work?
I do go to work. Night shift.
Night shifts, okay. All right. So what Mr. Aaron Bell told me was, I guess it was your auto insurer. They provided you a quote that he thought was very high. And I just wanted to hear from you, you know, kind of what transpired when you made that call. And sounds like they
with Lemonade?
Satisfaction.
You mean Lemonade Company?
I don't know. Was that the name of the company, Lemonade?
Yeah, Lemonade, yeah.
Okay. How did you find them?
Well, when it was Kofi, Mr. Kofi, who referred me to them, I don't know. I did not have any idea about being high on. I called Mr. Aaron because these two people are the people I've been working for. I mean, we are working with. So I explained to him. He said he has somebody who can give me a reasonable place, a quote. So
yes.
I went and reported back to Mr.
Yeah, it was a good, that was a smart idea.
Yes, Kofi said, well, and I just find a person who can give you something good for you. So I told him about you also. And on Saturday, Aaron told me he would find me somebody. I called him this morning and reminded him. So he told me he had already spoken to you. He said you were going to call me. But then he decided to give me your number again. That's why I called.
Yes, sorry. I was helping another client. But yeah, I've got great for you. I want to see you get a fair deal, and I want to see you get good coverage for your first home. So
yes.
I believe that we'll be able to assist you for both the home and the auto insurance and give you a fantastic bundle deal. So why don't we start with the homeowner's insurance first? So as you know, Mr. Abdul, the sales price of the house includes the land and the building. For your insurance purposes, we're only going to be covering the value of the building because the land we don't need to rebuild. It's only in an event like a fire or catastrophic weather-related event that your house would be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to rebuild it for you. So how we do that is we calculate the cost per square foot. And you have about 1,900 square feet finished, including that in the basement. So I looked at all the pictures, and it gave me a good indication of the quality of the kitchens and the bathrooms. So based on that information, we calculated about $240,000 as necessary to rebuild your home. But the good news is, if that amount is ever not enough for a full rebuild, your policy comes with 100% guaranteed replacement. So basically, it's a blank check that says whatever damage to your house is caused will cover 100% of that amount. All right. And then you and Asatu, you're going to have personal property that belongs to you. Items like your clothing and furniture and electronics.
Yeah.
We will cover all of those items for you. Whether or not you own this much stuff or not, you'll have about $144,000 for your personal items in case your house goes up in flames and then you need to go out and buy brand new clothing and furniture and electronics. And then what is covered by your policy is everything catastrophic. So if a windstorm comes through and blows shingles or siding off your house, we'll cover that damage. We'll cover your damage from hailstorm, hurricane loss, trees falling on your house, lightning striking the house, anybody that burglarizes or vandalizes your property, and then any interior damage if you have plumbing issues. So for example, if your pipes burst in the winter, or they freeze due to the temperature, then we'll cover the damage that causes. And so because plumbing issues are the most common, if you find yourself having toilets back up with water or waste, you know, and that causes damage to your flooring, then we'll cover that as well. So water and sewage backup damage, we covered that for you. But not only that, we covered the underground plumbing below ground too. So if you have any issues below ground where a pipe bursts, Lemonade is not going to cover that, but we'll cover the cost of what you would have to hire somebody to come and dig in your yard and fix that plumbing. That can be very expensive. And then lastly, I think the part that you'll find the most useful is that there is a component of a home warranty built in the sense that your equipment that you use to run the house is covered. So that would be things like your HVAC unit, your heating and ventilation and air conditioning, your sump pump, and your hot water heaters. So if those items break down due to wear and tear or old age, then you have coverage for a replacement. You'll just need to pay the first $1,000, which is your deductible, and then we'll cover the rest of your expenses. So, and then lastly, if you plan to be having guests at the house or not, maybe you hire somebody to come perform a service at your house, but regardless, somebody ends up getting hurt, then we will cover your liability to others for up to $500,000. So those are the major components of the home insurance. If we package that together with your auto insurance, we could provide the home insurance with everything included, the home warranty, the underground plumbing, the water and sewage backup, for only $587 per year. So less than half the cost of your proposal with Lemonade. How does that sound so far?
Does that include auto?
That includes your discount for having your auto insurance with us, which we'll talk about next. But before we move on to that subject, I wanted to confirm with you, Abdul, that I've answered all your questions. Everything makes sense to you so far.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, fantastic. So
with regard to the auto insurance, I was doing business with
Progressive.
Yes, for 3 years in a row with no problem. I was never late. I never missed payment. My driving record is super, I can say. No accident at all. So my insurance, finished. It's finishing end of, in June 6th, which means I'll have to renew. You know, that's what is going on. But unfortunately, instead of, because what I know about a defensive driver or somebody who drives without a point, every year your premium, your policy goes down, your premium goes down. But it's different with, in this case, with Progressive. Now, I was paying $134 monthly. Now, instead of decreasing, they shoot it up to nearly $200. I said, well, what's the problem? So I became mad and switched State Farm. They have given me a quote, and it will start in June 7. I have not made any payment yet because as of now, I'm still okay with Progressive. Now, what should I do?
That's actually is good timing for us. Yeah. So I would suggest that we move forward with both our home insurance and auto insurance on the day that you go to closing. And then we will help you terminate with Progressive. We do it all the time. So basically, we would we'd reach out to them and we would cancel the policy for you. And so whether or not they owe you a balance or not, we can negotiate a refund for you. Okay. Or you might owe a couple of days if, you know, you let the policy run from June 6th to June 12th. But regardless, I believe that we can give you superior coverage. And then with your discount for having home insurance with us, it'll end up being much more beneficial to you. Okay. But I just need to ask you a couple of questions because there was only one car that showed up as being registered to you, which was a 2017 Toyota Camry. Is that your vehicle?
Yeah, that's my vehicle. That's what we have.
Okay. What I can see is that your insurance coverage is a little bit low. I can't tell if Progressive is insuring you at the state minimum coverage or at the $50,000, $100,000 limit for bodily injury. But I think either one of those options would be still too low for you as a new homeowner. And the reason that I say that, Abdul, is because you're putting a lot of money down on the house, so you have more to lose now than when you're renting. So your liability is greater, meaning that if you cause an accident, doesn't have to be intentional, but if somebody gets injured in the other car and they want to sue you for medical expenses, they're certainly within their right to do so, and they have 2 years to sue you. And so what happens if their medical bills pile up to an amount greater than what your insurance policy covers, then you owe the balance, right? So we want to make your insurance limits high enough that you're not in jeopardy of losing money that you have socked away for retirement, equity in your house, and then you don't have your income earning power garnished as well. Because in Virginia, if you get sued and you don't have enough money, you can have your wages garnished for up to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So my proposal then would be we insure your bodily injury limits at $250,000 and $500,000. Now, this is going to give you good enough protection that you're not going to have to worry about causing a major accident and being sued for one's hospital bills.
Mm-hmm.
Because those hospital bills can tally up pretty quickly. So $100,000 is covered for property damage, which is basically you just damaging another vehicle or damaging public or city property.
Mm-hmm.
And then up to $500,000 for bodily injury to another person. So it's a much better improvement from what you are carrying now, which in my opinion is very low.
Okay.
But as far as the car, you'll have full coverage top to bottom. You'll have coverage for comprehensive claims, which will be theft or vandalism of your car or damage from hailstorm or flood or fire. And then you'll have coverage for collision. So if you crash your car, you just pay your deductible and then we'll either fix it for you or give you the value of it. So your deductible for both is $500. And then we have also roadside assistance and rental car and coverage included as well.
Okay.
So you can pay that monthly. And then every year that you don't have an accident, your deductible's they automatically decrease by $100 each year.
Okay.
So then if you were to pay monthly for that insurance, it's $107.62.
Okay.
Or you could prepay it for the year and you'll save an additional $113.
And that would be how much?
$1,178 for a period of 12 months.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be both home and car.
Sorry?
Will that be home, boat, and both home and car?
No, they're separate. The home insurance you can build when you go to settlement, your title company will write us a check directly.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Auto insurance is your responsibility. And
right.
You pretty much have two bill plans. You can pay it monthly, and that's fine. Or you can prepay it for the year and have a 7% discount.
I think I will be paying monthly.
You'll be paying monthly, okay. So then we can have both policies start on June 12th. The only thing that I need from you would be your policy number with Progressive. So as I mentioned before, we approach them and we terminate coverage on your behalf and negotiate a refund if there is one due. And then I'll need your banking information to set up the automatic authorization.
Well, it means you will have to talk to both Progressive and State Farm, because State Farm has my information, because I told you I just quit from Progressive and then switched to State Farm. But I will not start the program with State Farm yet until the 7th, which coincides the day my policy expires with Progressive.
Oh, okay. So, that's no problem.
Yes,
what we
I don't have any business anymore with Progressive because I just canceled them this morning. But I have every information with State Farm. In fact, I haven't started with them yet. So, but you can talk to them since they are the ones I have just enrolled with. You understand that your company will be taking over my driving issues. I don't know what you think or how best you can say it.
Yeah, I think there's probably two ways that we can go about it. As long as you provide us the policy number for both Progressive and State Farm, we can reach out to both of them and set up what we need to make the insurance take effect.
Okay.
So probably, if you've already canceled with Progressive effective June 6th, then we will just need to send a notice to State Farm letting them know not to start the policy, that, you know, you changed your mind and
yes,
effective June 6th, you'll be starting insurance with a different company.
Right, yes.
And we certainly have plenty of time to do that.
Okay. So let me search in my phone for Progressive and State Farm information, and I'll send them to you.
Okay, great. And then I'll let Aaron know that we talked. He'll give me the information that we need to move forward on the home insurance. And then when it's ready, I'll be sending you a set of applications. But I also need to collect your banking information from you. So just the router and the account number.
I can give that to you now because I'm still home. Hold on. Hello, what do you want?
The routing and account number.
Okay, the routing, the bank is Penn Fed Credit Union, you know, Pentagon Federal Credit Union.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know.
Yes, and the routing is 2560-78446. 2560-78446.
2560-78846.
No. 2560 78446.
Oh, double four. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the account number is 71791610026. 71791610026. I can say that again. 71791610026.
That's perfect.
You got that?
71691610026.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this phone call was definitely worth the time. I'm glad I could help.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Aaron told me.
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron's he's a good buddy of mine. He's
yes. Very nice man.
You're in good hands. So what I have everything that I need. You're going to dig up the State Farm policy details for me. I basically just need to know the name and address of that company and the policy number. And we can draft up a letter and have you sign it and then fax it over to their office.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
All right, great. And I'll get on the phone with Aaron and get the details that I need.
Okay.
So then you'll have some applications sent to you later today through email. You'll just need to electronically sign off on them.
Okay.
And then I'll reach out to you later today with an update once I have talked to Progressive and State Farm.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, have I answered all of your questions for you today?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, really.
Oh, it was a pleasure to help you, Abdul.
Yes, now, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
If you think we did a great job helping you, is there anyone else that you know that you feel confident recommending
to
us?
No, I'm all right with you, 100%. Also, talk to Kofi, please.
I'll be talking to Kofi,
because these are the two people I rely on. They are the ones who, if I get a home, they are the pioneers. So whatever I do this time that has to do with the home, I always seek their advice, you know, and their knowledge as far as this is concerned. So please contact him.
Yeah, it'll be the next call that I make.
Okay. Well, thank you.
My pleasure, sir. Oh, also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave us a brief Google review. So I'll be sending you out a link via email on, you know, just your opinion goes a long way to letting other customers know.
Yes, I know. Uh-huh. Okay.
How we can help them online. So, you know, please, if you enjoyed the phone call, leave us a 5-star review. I'd be very grateful for that.
Of course. Yes. Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. Bye-bye.